I have been greatly blessed in the study of the Bible and in watching the Lord do things. And when it is the darkest, the most mysterious, then it is the best study, because it takes us clear out of ourselves to see Him do it. If we could see just how it was coming out always, it would not seem interesting. When it is the darkest, we can watch the more intently and with more interest to see the Lord straighten it out. So then we are to learn the truth only, no difference who speaks it. The Lord will speak it, of course, no difference by whom it is spoken or the way it comes. If we knew it before, thank God somebody else knows it now. If we did not know it before, then thank the Lord we now know it. The only thing to ask is it true? You all know those verses in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 and 10. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Why is it he does all that for this people? Because they received not the love of the truth. Anyone who loves the truth and will receive the truth, the love of the truth, Satan will never have any chance to work in with all signs and lying wonders and all deceivableness of unrighteousness. No, sir, because Jesus has it. John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then everyone who receives the love of the truth, this will make them free. Then the one in whom Satan is to work all signs and lying wonders, is he free? No, he is a fearful slave. As long as we have it settled in our minds that the only thing we shall ever seek to expect is the truth, and love it because it is the truth, and take it because it is the truth, then we need not be uneasy about whether Satan is going to deceive us or not. Notice the last half of the verse. The effect of the truth is to make us free. The first half is the best promise in the Bible, if we could measure promises. But we cannot do that, because one is just as important as another. All are the thoughts of God, and His thoughts are eternal. But this is an excellent promise. Ye shall know the truth. That, it